This is episode 2392 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 3 of our series we're exploring this week. This week, it's all about the art of stillness. And you may be finding that you have a little more time these days to be still if you are experiencing lockdown, as many of us are as we continue through this pandemic. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a breathing technique. It's a classic yoga and meditation breathing technique called the Nadi Shodhana, otherwise known as the alternate breathing technique. This is a classic breathing technique that you may have a little fun with today. When you do the technique, you use your thumb and ring fingers to close off each nostril as you inhale and exhale through each nostril, alternating nostrils. I'll guide you through the technique. We can do this together. When you do this breathing technique, it has many benefits for you. It benefits your mind as well as your body because you're controlling your breath with focused attention. It's fantastic to help regulate your nervous system. Stress and fear and all these big emotions activate your nervous system. Your body interprets these stressful emotions as a type of danger, and it's reacting to help prepare you. So you will notice that your organs send out certain hormones that can make your heartbeat faster, your breath quicken, your muscles tighten, and your senses sharpen. And this is called the stress response. If you're constantly stressed, this response can be continually activated and can lead to health problems like high blood pressure and heart disease. Now, I'm reading this for you from WebMD. It's an article called What to Know About Alternate Nostril Breathing. And this article explains how to do alternate nostril breathing. So you can always check that out on WebMD. So as you do this breathing technique, know that it can help to lower your levels of fear and anxiety, as well as improve your breathing. It can help you breathe better. As with any breathing technique, they're very powerful. And so when you do the technique, you may notice yourself, if you're not used to doing breathing techniques, feel a little dizzy, even nauseous. In that case, stop the breathing technique and simply resume your normal breath, or even lie down and relax a little bit. You might think this would never happen to you, but I've taught people who were top athletes and they actually felt a little faint when they did some breathing techniques. And this is definitely a powerful breathing technique. So just be mindful and honor yourself where you are today. This is a technique that is selected by our featured fellow meditator, Vidhu Singh, who you listened to on the interview in the very first episode. She selected all the techniques for this week. So if you have any questions at all or would love to reach out to Vidhu, you can reach out to her on Instagram at booksandmore20. That is where she spends a lot of her time. Now, if you would also like to go a little more deeply into this series, You can find the full guided half-hour meditation experiences on the Sip and Om meditation app. And there you receive the slow down guide with all the techniques right at your fingertips, as well as the journal with a daily reflection question there. So this is an option for you if you feel like you're ready for more. This might be a great week for you to try deeper meditation experiences, especially if you are on lockdown and you are stuck inside. I also want to share with you the book that Vidhu recommended. One of her favorite books is by Hector Garcia Pugsever, and he is the author of Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life. He shares this quote, "The happiest people are not the ones that achieve the most. They are the ones who spend more time than others in a state of flow." The more time you spend in stillness, or rather, the more comfortable you begin to feel with inner stillness, the more you begin to feel in a flow state. And I would describe this as a state where you have a lot of clarity and enjoyment with what you're doing. You don't feel pressured to accomplish something. You're enjoying the process. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upwards. At the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, it's referred to. Begin to relax areas in your body where you may be feeling tension. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm, I am so worth slowing down for. As you're seated with your spine nice and straight, I'll guide you using the Nadi Shodhana alternate breathing breath. As you sit quietly, begin to relax your body and bring your right hand up to your nose. Move your forefinger and middle finger out of the way and place your thumb right over your right nostril. So your thumb is placed right over your right nostril. As you close this nostril, close your eyes and exhale fully and slowly through your left nostril. Once you've exhaled completely, release your right nostril and put your ring finger on the left nostril. Breathe in deeply and slowly from your right nostril. Make sure your breath is smooth and even. Once you've inhaled completely, go ahead and exhale through your right nostril. Release your ring finger and close your right nostril with your thumb again. Breathe in fully and exhale fully from your left nostril. If you start to get confused with which fingers to use, No worries at all. Simply close off one nostril as you inhale or exhale through that nostril, and simply alternate nostrils. Continue this breathing technique, doing it for two more rounds. And then allow yourself to sit in stillness, enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.